All right, these kids know the drill. They came and they sat on the front row. And our story today, we've had Mr. Steve tell a story, and we had Miss Margaret tell a story. Now they're going to tell a story together, it looks like. Yeah,
all right. Come on up here. You can help me with it.
As I say, to keep each other straight.
I'm going to do most of the talking, but I'll let him talk some.
Is this okay, what
I'll
you
give him a mic. Wait, should I give him a mic? Story?
So, you know, we have this ongoing story about our cat ranch. We have 5 cats at our house, and we lost a cat several years ago that we found again, supposedly. But anyway, the prodigal cat, part 2. Once upon a time, there was a beloved cat that went missing. A little bit disappeared one weekend when we went to visit our daughter in San Antonio, and when we got home, she was nowhere to be found. This was Steve's cat, and he was very upset about this, and he searched and searched and searched for that cat, but he never found her. Well, 2 years passed, and you heard the story a couple weeks ago. Steve found a stray cat in our neighborhood that matched the description of Little Bit. So he brought her home to live with us, and he was absolutely certain that that was his cat. I was not 100%, and the clues started adding up. Number one, that cat, the other cats that grew up with this cat, they would have nothing to do with her. They hated that cat. They were always getting in fights. Clue number two, she had a female problem that shouldn't have happened to a cat that's been spayed. That was a very interesting week with a lot of yowling
meow,
going on.
Meow.
Oh, it was bad. It was really bad. And clue number three, this cat actually likes me. Little Bit never liked me because that was his cat. She actually likes me.
Who would have thought?
I'm like, I think she forgot that she doesn't like me. Clue number four, she had some black markings on the back of her white feet are white.
All the way up to past the joint.
Yeah, and then she has black back there, and it's like, Steve, I don't remember there being black on the back of her feet. So, yeah, so click it again. This is Little Bit. This is the real Little Bit from a couple of years ago. She was a stinker. And as she walks away, you can tell that cat has white feet. So if you click on the next one, this is the new Little Bit, which we're going to have to rename. That cat has black on the back of her feet. That is not our cat. I'm like, Steve, we have somebody else's cat in our house.
I'm a cat thief.
I mean, I don't know what to say, but he did go, and he took her to the vet and scanned her for a chip. She does not have a chip, so she is now our cat. And cats have been a real blessing for us in our empty-nested home. Our children have been gone. They went off to college 22 years ago, and they never came back. So we've been empty-nested for 22 years, and they have been wonderful companions for us. Steve is becoming a professional catio builder. We now have 3 attached to our house for the cats to play in. If you don't know what a catio is, it's a safe outside cat enclosures. That way, because we have coyotes, we have bobcats, we have foxes, we have eagles. There are all sorts of things out there that can endanger a cat. So he's got all these catios going out all the windows in our house.
All right, my turn to talk.
What do you need to say after all that?
You know, I literally cried for months over this cat. I mean, I was beside myself.
She didn't like me, I know that.
In this new cat, she is actually more affectionate to me than Little Bit was. She practically left off right where she left off. At night, she will get this close when it's time for me to wake up, and she throws that foot out and just rubs me on the face. She is amazing.
So I have a lovely verse that you didn't help me pick out, but I found a lovely verse to end this with. It's from
I was too busy with a cat ranch.
Yeah, whatever. This is from 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
And Lord, I thank you for my little, not little bit, but princess now. That's little princess, yeah.
Little princess. Amen. Thank you, Lord.